Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into the fascinating world of AI agents controlling web browsers. It's like having a digital assistant, but way cooler. Imagine telling your computer to find a specific item on eBay, and it actually does it.
Whoa, hold on. Are you telling me I can just command my computer to buy a vintage Japanese VCR with TBC on eBay? That's insane. Is this some kind of futuristic dream? Or is this real?
It's real. I actually used this tech to find a Japanese VCR for a video project. This tech stems from OpenAI's Operator project. However, there's a free open source alternative called Browser Use that's even better, in my opinion.
Open source? So anyone can use this? I'm intrigued. What's the catch?
Well, you'll need a computer, obviously. Some coding knowledge helps, and an AI model like Llama. But don't worry. Even if you're not a coding whiz, there's a user-friendly GUI option. Plus, you'll need coffee. Lots of coffee. That's a non-negotiable for this kind of deep dive, haha. We're talking Python 3 and 11, a virtual environment, Playwright. It sounds complex, but the instructions are pretty straightforward.
Okay, walk me through this. How does this browser use thing actually work? Does it just magically control your browser?
Basically, you set it up, connect it to your AI model, and give it instructions. It can even fill out forms, click buttons, and navigate websites. It's like watching a slightly clumsy, but surprisingly effective robot use the internet.
So you're saying I could theoretically automate all sorts of boring online tasks, paying bills, booking flights, even online shopping?
Absolutely. Imagine the possibilities. In my testing, I even pitted browser use against OpenAI's Operator to see which could set up a virtual machine faster. It was a roller coaster. Browser use went on a bit of a server-creating spree, 11 servers, while Operator needed some serious hand-holding. Turns out even AI needs help sometimes. It's like those moments when your smart assistant suddenly goes hilariously off track. It was a wild ride.
11 servers? Yikes. That sounds like it could get expensive fast, but it's impressive it could handle such a complex task.
Exactly. And the coolest part is using your own browser with your logins and passwords. No more generic browser sessions like with Operator. I even tried solving CAPTCHAs with browser use, a feat that stumped Operator completely. It's still a work in progress, but the potential is mind-blowing.
I see, interesting. CAPTCHAs are the bane of my existence. If an AI could crack those for me, life would be so much easier.
Right? And think about the other implications. Not just automating mundane tasks, but the potential for both good and bad. Hackers could use this kind of automation for nefarious purposes, too.
That's a good point. It's important to consider the ethical implications of any powerful technology. But the ability to have an AI manage your web browser, that's next-level stuff.
Totally agree. This tech is still evolving, but it's a glimpse into a future where our interactions with the internet are transformed. I'm genuinely excited about what lies ahead with AI and browser automation. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. We'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.